Okay, I'm going to get you to just close your eyes and wander down inside your body, bringing your energy and your awareness into heart space, into your gut, into your base chakra, right into your sit bones. And just take a lovely big deep breath in right there. Out. And I just want you to notice your state and your space and just see, feel, or imagine golden, gentle light coming into your body and moving through your body all the way down to your toes, up to the top of your head, out through your shoulders to the tips of your fingers. Fill your whole body with golden light. Big deep breaths in and out, and just let that awareness and that golden light move around, find peaceful space and settle in. And just see, feel, or imagine a beautiful, restful space. To sit inside yourself, where would you go that was most restful at the moment? Then go and relax somewhere in a comfy, quiet space. Inside the body. Somewhere soft. And just drop your energy into that softness. And I want you to just peel away anything that feels like it doesn't belong in your space. So where there has been a lot of life coming at you, I want you to imagine that you're kind of peeling away that feeling of sort of ickiness or stickiness or just general buzz and overwhelm energy, feeling like you're peeling it off your space, peeling it out energetically, just taking that little bit of heaviness away. Just drop it down into an unconditional love rubbish bin. And in the place of that, I want you to just add a layer of love into your body. So see instead where that heaviness, maybe even grey energy was. Just send a layer of pink light into that space. Then I want you to feel, see, or imagine that you are asking your body and yourself and your spirit to raise up and allow another layer of heaviness to come away. So maybe you've been feeling a little bit low, a little bit flat, or a little bit like your joy hasn't quite had a chance to fully express itself. So I want you to reach in to the space where that's been feeling like it sits on you a wee bit. And I want you to see or feel or imagine you are pulling that heavier energy out as well. Sometimes it looks like a stick stuck in your chakra, stopping a chakra from spinning. Whatever it feels like or looks like, just allow that to come up. Come out, and again, drop that into that unconditional love rubbish bin. And where it was, send love. And take a lovely big deep breath and settle yourself. Just breathe in again and ask your body, is there anything else that's heavy that you're happy to surrender at this time? Take a breath. And again, just pick it up, let it out. And it might be stress or worry. Might be a bit of frustration. Just let it come up, come bubbling up, and let it go. And then bring love back into your space. A lovely big deep breath in and out. Just let yourself settle. Feeling into the body now. Just notice how the space in your body feels a little bit more quiet. There's a little bit more quiet in the room with you. And bring your energy and your awareness into your mind space now. Find a place in your mind room where you can sit comfortably. And just observe what your mind room looks like. Does it feel wide open and peaceful? Does it need a little bit of renovation? Are there any piles of things in your mind room? And if so, do they need to be sorted by organization angels? If they do, just ask your angels to please take care of those piles. Take a few lovely, long, relaxing breaths and let yourself settle in that space, creating a room that feels most comfortable. Most peaceful. You feel a lot of energy shifting in the space. Do you need big, wide open windows? A different color on the walls? What is it that feels like it would make the space more peaceful and fresh? Just create that in the space and let yourself really sink down into your comfortable, cozy chair or couch or your pile of cushions. You feel lots of energy moving out of that space. So in your mind space, we bring the beautiful indigo blue of a starry night, the peace and restorative energy that a starry night brings to your space. And we bring the energy of soda light crystal, which immediately brings peace and gentleness. And the perceptive, protective, and magical energy of lapis into your space. So we're relaxing and we're building, growing, and developing in the space. Lapis brings strength, just want you to sit in that space and just let the energy move through your body. And we're going to go right down to your toes, bringing in the energy of agate at your feet for strength and support. We're going to come through your knees and bring the energy of fluorite for flexibility and to help get your flow right. Just take a breath for fluorite. We're bringing in the energy of red jasper at the hips, nurturing, supporting, and helping structure. Take a lovely big deep breath there. We're bringing carnelian in at the sacral, a kind of agate that's also deeply protective and it supports your sacral chakra and sacral energy. We're bringing in unakite because we are in all female space and unakite helps to stabilize our cycles. Get you to take a lovely big deep breath in here. We're bringing in orange calcite, which helps to stabilize and balance the bowel and help your gut flow well. I'm just going to take a big deep breath in there. And then moving right into the solar plexus, we're bringing citrine and the yellow sapphire. Again, a protective energy and a protective energy that brings in your sunshine and melts away your shadows. It stops you from hiding and helps you be confident, but it doesn't push you out the front door. So it's confidence on your terms. It's breathing into that space. You can feel it moving around and moving away heavy energy that's been stuck in the stomach and in the solar plexus. And then we're coming up into the heart space and bringing aventurine, green, beautiful, soft aventurine, which brings sunshine into the heart space. Chrysoprase, which lifts out heaviness that you have picked up from others and restores your inner song. It's definitely needed in the space. We're coming up into the throat. And we're bringing blue lace agate in to help gentle our words, help them find the ears that can hear us, help us find our truth. And angelite to help us speak gentle words to ourselves. We're bringing in fluorite at the shoulder joints and the elbows and all of the bones of the hands to help you flow right. To move away any kind of dreams that haven't come true yet, anything that feels like it was shattered or broken, to smooth out and flow out the feelings of sharpness that might be in your hands or your fingers. We are sending selenite energy down your spine to help strengthen your back, straighten your spine, and bring light right from that tailbone right up to the atlas and axis at the top of your spine. We're sending howl light energy out into your back to drop tension out of muscles. Rose quartz to soothe across the tops of your shoulders, down from your neck, on both sides and all around the back. Bringing in love energy and letting go of burdens you're carrying for others. Showing you that self-love is most important. Coming back into the face, bringing rose quartz energy around your face, stroking it all over your face and helping your skin and those outer layers settle to release the traces of any heaviness that you've had to carry, any weight that has sat in your face, any disappointment energy that has come into your eyes, pain or tightness, tension you've been holding in your jaw, smoothing out the energies. Coming back to your brow, your third eye, with sodalite and lapis, where we started. Just getting you to take a very deep breath, feeling that breath coming into your mind, into your face, into your whole body. Take a breath for your entire body. In and out. And then bring your energy and your awareness up to your crown chakra, right into and on top of the top of your head. Bring the energy of amethyst to this space. Deep, beautiful, purple amethyst energy. Great big amethyst point of light to connect you to your magic and your wisdom. Connecting all the crystals together. And just breathe into that space. And then we're going to wrap light around this whole space with golden beryl. One of the most beautiful healing stones. So moving around the space of the body, of the mind, and the spirit with golden beryl in circles, clockwise circles, all the way around your energy field. Healing. Restoring, repairing, patching your aura where there have been holes. Creating density where there have been scratchy parts or where it has been too light and has not been protecting you. Coming right around your whole aura with the energy of golden beryl. Master healing energy. Just going to get you to take a big deep breath now. And out. And I want you to speak into your body or think into your body. I am love. You are love. We are love. I am love. You are love. We are love. All the way through, right from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, down through your shoulders, down through your arms and into your hands and the tips of your fingers. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to just rub your palms together, thinking love, feeling love, energy. And then I want you to turn your palms towards your face and beam love to your face. And if you want to, just hold your face gently in your hands and deeply say thank you to yourself. Send love right through your face and all the way through your body. Breathing gently and slowly. Right down to your toes. And then bring your hands onto your heart space. Say thank you to yourself for taking the time to send all this beautiful energy into your body. Thank you to the crystals for bringing their healing energy with us. Big, deep breath in and out, and just release and let yourself come back into the space.